Dedication of the Ormondville Church. Wellington, New Zealand, November 20, 1893. We rejoice in God this morning, for a special victory has been gained in Ormondville. There was a good congregation out to the dedication of the little chapel. It is small, but thank God it stands as a memorial before the world, and men that the Lord has raised up a people in Ormondville who are loyal and true to the fourth precept of the Decalogue, and who are looking for His second appearing in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. The Lord laid upon me the burden of bearing a very decided testimony in regard to the reasons of our faith. The truth has created such bitter opposition that, although the believers were few and poor in this world's goods, they decided that they must arise and build. All seemed to be of one heart and mind, and there was expression given of what they would do in donating lumber and essential material and work. I do not think they would have felt it possible for them to do this had it not been for ministers stirring up the minds of some authorities to demand the key of the poor little one-room building where they had assembled to worship God. This would have shut them out of any place to worship. Brother McCullough decided the key should not be given up until he filled the appointment for that night, and this one night the whole matter was planned, donations made, and in 4 weeks the building was dedicated. Great taste was manifested in decorations, with flowers, beautiful ferns, and mottos, and the building was pronounced free from debt. Directly across the road is the Catholic Church. The Roman power has thought to change times and laws. It has claimed the power to change the law of God and to institute the first day of the week as what they call the Christian Sabbath. Here stands the little church to dispute the authority of the power of Rome to change the law of God. Those who are standing in defense of the Sabbath of the Fourth Commandment are refusing to bow in allegiance to a spurious idol Sabbath that has for its authority the Roman Catholic sign or mark. The church in Ormondville numbers 26 baptized members, and others, we are convinced, will decide to obey the truth. When the unbelieving saw the way matters were going, the bitter and venomous spirit shown by the ministers against those who were keeping the commandments of God, they were determined to show their sympathy, and with their influence and with their means, they helped in the good work. The meeting was pronounced a success. Elder McCullough was so full of thankfulness and rejoicing, he could scarcely sleep that night.